Everyone, I'm Joseph. Welcome back to Overflow Today. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, even some quasi-Christian groups, point to the many scriptures that talk about obedience and good works. And they say that our good works, therefore, are needed to help earn our salvation. But we insist that good works are not involved. And our non-Christian critics might call us hypocrites for saying that good works aren't involved if we're saying that all we need to do is pray our salvation prayer of faith, but then we can just go out and live however we want for the rest of our life, cheating on our spouses, cheating on our taxes, because salvation is by faith alone and doesn't involve our good works, right? Let's go to Compass Bible Church in Aliso Viejo, California. Pastor Mike Fabares will show us a quick way to draw an answer for our critics regarding this idea of where do good works fit into the picture for the biblical Christian?
Hey, Joe, that is a great question, and it really is the essence of so much of the controversy about the gospel. And what I've come up with is something very simple that you can just jot down on a piece of paper. It starts with, I think, most people's view of how they get to heaven, and that is they just do good works. Good works, if I do enough of them, well, then when I die and stand before God, He'll let me into heaven. I'll do more good than bad, and then hopefully I'll get in. But of course, most people would say, who have any exposure to Christ or the gospel or Christianity, they're going to say, hey, that's not right. What we need is we need the gospel. If you have the gospel of Jesus Christ and you do some good works, well then, when you die, you'll go to heaven. And that's clear and obvious by the way people talk about, I am trying to get there. Even religious people, they go to church and they say, well, I hope I'm going to go to heaven when I die, because they believe it's the gospel plus good works, and they get their way to heaven. What I think most people have done that are very concerned about the purity of the gospel is they've said, hey, wait a minute, we can't have that. There is no works at all. As a matter of fact, what you need is the gospel, and then if you embrace the gospel through repentance and faith, well, then you go to heaven. But of course, the Bible's full of discussions about the importance of what works are and how they fit, where works are really the proof of faith. What's important to recognize is the difference between these two equations here. Works are involved and the gospel is involved, but it's not that our works in any way earn us a place in heaven. We don't in any way earn our salvation. But down here, we recognize that the gospel does all the work. Christ has done all the work that gets us to heaven, right? But the difference here is that works are involved in that they are evidence of saving faith. That real Christianity produces a changed life. We will be changed people.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.